Hello and welcome once again to Crazy Comics and Stories, episode 195. It's me, your charming and delightful old Uncle Rat Bastard. And at the other end of the series of tubes and wires we call the internets is Joe, Crazy Writer. How you doing today, Joe?
The South shall rise again.
No, it won't.
Except on Amazon, Walmart, Sears, eBay, Target, Virginia, Tennessee, Mississippi. Yep. Yep, pretty much it's over. Game over, man. Game over.
The only flag that matters
Nazis.
is the pirate flag they have on One Piece.
Arr.
I want to fly that over my house.
We've got a Confederate flag in our museum here in Minnesota because we won it off the battlefield. And Virginia wants it back, and they can't have it.
They're scared to come up here because they know that we're commie socialists.
Well, no, they're scared of snow.
Well, that too. We have a guest!
Oh, James Horner finally made it. Oh, thank God. Oh. Yeah, I heard he was flying in and... What?
Oh.
What?
Oh.
No?
Oh.
No, no good?
Oh. I didn't know we were going that tasteless that soon.
I'm not a guest.
Well, Dick Van Patten was going to come in, and he was going to say hi and what it was like to be in Weird Al Yankovic's video. But I haven't heard from him all day either.
Yeah. They say it shows up in threes, so, Joe, are you eating healthy?
Maybe.
How many times did you go to the White Castle this week?
No, remember, I gave up White Castle. They don't want old people like me, so I'm not going to eat at White Castle anymore.
All right. Shall we welcome our secret guest? Secret guest, please check in and give your name.
I'm not a guest. I'm a recurring feature.
A recurring character.
Whatever.
Feature. I like feature.
Hey, it's
Don't
Jen.
Correct the feature, Corey.
Joe, don't talk over me.
Like he knows how not to do that. It's Jen Wicked, everybody.
Hi.
And she's sober.
I am. I'm not drinking tonight.
Well, that's not
my first time back since what? Before
the convention.
Since I saw you, yes.
Yes.
Excited.
Since you threw a T-shirt and caramel popcorn at me.
I didn't throw anything at you.
Yes, you did. You showed up at Perkins. You threw a bag with a T-shirt and caramel popcorn at me.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
Yeah. And you were sober then, too.
Unfortunately, yes.
But Jen is with us. We're going to have some fun tonight because we got a comic we're going to review. And we're going to start a new segment. And that is, what did we decide on calling it? Jen Hates Comics?
Oh, God. Sure. Yes. Jen hates comics.
And the other segment is one we've been doing for a long time, but I finally have a name for it, Joe.
And what might that be?
American food.
Oh, I'm excited.
Have you heard about the new Pizza Hut pizza?
The one with wieners in it?
The one with hot dogs and dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Yum.
So let's face it, the Pizza Hut pizza is not terrible enough on its own. They're going to cut up hot dogs, wrap it in the crust, and bake that. Why did they hate us? Who's going to buy this, Joe?
It could be worse. It could be Papa John's.
Nothing's worse than Papa John's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be Papa John's making wiener pizzas.
Out of wiener dog.
Oh, dear God. And then we have from Hardee's and Carl's Jr., although I've only seen a Carl's Jr. once, Hardee's Most American Burger, which is the nutritional disaster you believe it to be. It is a half pound burger with a hot dog cut on top.
Why are they putting wieners in everything?
Do Americans need more wieners? Do we need more hot dogs?
We need hot dog flavored vodka. I don't want that. Don't make that for me.
You can't. I can infuse fruit. I can infuse herbs. I can infuse spices. I can't infuse meat into vodka.
I'm pretty sure there's probably bacon flavored vodka, so.
Yeah, but they use artificial bacon flavor. And then Joe probably has heard about the most American of foods that's coming soon. The Minnesota State Fair has announced 40 new food items, all of which look like something my doctor would tell me, don't even walk near that.
Someone read the trending topics on Facebook before the show.
No, someone was sent a list by a fan who said, dear God, you have to cover this.
Breaking news.
The problem is getting Cory to the fair.
I went to the fair twice.
When is it?
The end of summer. It's usually the week right before Labor Day.
That doesn't tell me anything.
The last week of August.
Oh, someone buy me a plane ticket. I want to go.
Who's performing at the fair this year, Joe?
Who cares? Let's talk about the food.
All right.
Chicken samosa pastries. Ooh, that's chicken in a tomato curry sauce and served with a size of green chutney, which is...
That would be good.
Really a real food, as far as I know.
I know.
Something you scrape off of a theater floor or something. Then, of course, there's chilled bread pudding, a custardly bread pudding baked and served Sunday style in a warm glazed dunking sauce and a choice of crunchy moon gravel.
I want that.
I like bread pudding.
Mancini's is bringing back the cannoli.
Cannolis are awesome. That's a real food.
Take the cannoli. There's a hot tail roasted pig, or I should say a roasted pigtail, in scallion ginger sauce.
Are you sure it's not just a hot dog they say is a pigtail?
No, that's the next one. That's the burger dog. It's a ground blend of hamburger, hot dog, bacon, cheese, and jalapeno in a hot dog bun.
So you take a thing that's already ground meat and you ground it again and mix it with other meat?
Yes. Or as we call it, leftover meatloaf surprise every Friday at the school cafeteria.
Wait, if it's meatloaf, Butch will eat it.
Oh, then he'll be at the fair. There's deep fried ribs, which is smoked baby back ribs, breaded, fried, and served in barbecue sauce.
I also want that one.
There's Cowboy Dave's Cluck and Moo, smashed potatoes, roast beef, and grilled chicken covered with beef grape. Crispy onions and a mustard barbecue sauce.
I like mustard barbecue sauce.
It's Cowboy Bites, sweet corn kernel, bacon, jalapeno, and cream cheese blended into bite-sized balls.
And deep fried!
He said bite-sized balls.
I'm not really into the bite-sized ball part, but that sounds good. And, of course, the Be Nice gluten-free muffin at the Minnesota-grown, pollinator-friendly blueberry, sweet corn, and honey at the Minnesota's Farmer Union.
I'd eat that.
Here's the meatloaf. They got meatloaf hash at Blue Barn. It's featuring succoteed potatoes, and I laugh every time I say succoteed, peppers, onions, topped with scrambled eggs, and some type of sauce I can't pronounce. Then, of course, the ever-popular maple bacon funnel cake, topped with a sweet maple glaze and sprinkled with, what else? More bacon.
Oh. We call that the nitrate.
Kimchi and curry poutine featuring braised and potatoes smothered in curry gravy, cheddar cheese, topped with kimchi and a poached egg. And we're having our first Corygasm on the air.
Joe, you finally found my death mate.
Kimchi.
He's going to puke. He's going to puke.
Okay, let's come back to Italian dessert nachos. Cinnamon sugar, cannoli chips smothered with sweet ricotta cheese, filling, fruit, chocolate nuts, and candy toppings.
I want that.
Let's see, what else we got here?
Any more hot dogs?
Well, there's panko
hot dogs,
breaded, deep-fried
so far.
Circa balls, either a blend of chicken, corn, tomato, and eggs, or, am I saying it right? Sriracha?
Sriracha.
Sriracha.
Sriracha. Cream cheese with corn, tomatoes, and egg. And, of course, you know I'm going on this. I am on this faster than Oprah on a baked ham. We're talking Spam Burgers. Spam Burgers. Five flavors. Jalapeno, hot and spicy, bacon, hickory
smoked. Did you just say jalapeno?
Black
yes,
pepper.
He did.
Oh, my God.
It. Fine, too.
Jalapeno. God.
It's jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
And quesadillas.
There's no button to mute my headphones, only the mic.
It's spam. That's all we need.
American food, ladies and gentlemen. Why America now has more obese people than overweight people.
Yum. And you only got, 12 days to eat it at the Minnesota State Fair?
Yeah.
12 days.
So by day 9, hopefully your doctor will be there walking with you.
Oh, man.
After you have the hot dog pizza and the hot dog hamburger. I'm surprised they don't have a hot dog hot fudge sundae.
They should find a way to put a hot dog inside of a hot dog.
Vienna sausages in a hot dog. How's that?
Wieners all the
way down.
Shouldn't
be giving away these billion-dollar ideas on the just for free on the Here podcast.
I'm a generous person.
Well, we got us a comic book to review. Joe, did you read it?
I done did.
Okay, Jen, did you read it?
I read some of it.
All right. We were sent by writer Mike Barron a preview copy of Badger Number 1, which will be in the previews catalog in November if the stars align and the creek don't rise and the end of the world doesn't come and we don't all get eaten by hyenas. Joe, what did you think?
Tits up. I enjoyed it. It's a good origin story. The art was good. It was easy to follow along. You know, he didn't do any fancy, what do you call it, panel placement where you're like, okay, what am I supposed to read next and why? I've never read Badger before, so it was kind of neat to go in with a clean slate. I mean, I've been aware of the character, so it was kind of neat to see the origin. And it does, what are they talking here, $3.99 cover price?
Yeah.
So this one actually looks pretty good. Are they looking to do it monthly?
Yes. Okay. He actually has the first three issues completed already.
Okay, that'll make it a lot easier to follow along because this would be one of those series if they didn't do it monthly. I think I would lose interest fast or very least maybe wait until a trade paperback comes out.
My opinion is that while the PDF was a little hard to read because you couldn't tell where the page breaks were, at least when I read it, I was a huge fan of Badger in the 80s, and then he's tried to reboot it a couple of times since at Dark Horse and IDW, I think. And one of the things about Badger was that they unfolded the lead character, Norberg's past, over a long period of time. In this, they kind of crammed it all into one and sort of set him up as this person who didn't fit in, preferred the company of animals and all of that. But so you get all of his background, and I like that they streamlined it so you don't have to wait 50 issues to get all of that. We didn't get to my favorite character, Ham, who's a 7th century weather druid, until the very end. But the thing that was missing for me was one of the best things about Badger was the absurdist humor. It was it wasn't even dry. It was more just Andy Kaufman-esque.
It wasn't there.
And how it went right, it would go at right corners. And none of that was there, and I actually, when I emailed Mike Barron, I said, it really misses the humor. And he said, first issue, he wants to set everything up. It's going to get weird in the second issue as he gives Ham's background. But I think for newer readers who know about the Badger, this is it's an okay starting point, like a lot of comics. Back in the 80s, this issue would have been 10 pages in the first issue rather than 20-some pages in this one. And now our new segment,
Jin hates comics.
Jin hates comics. I sent a copy to Jin, who is not a regular comic book reader at all.
No.
Jin, as someone who knows nothing about the character, what did you think?
I made it to page 18 out of 29. I don't read story comics. I read newspaper comics. I read humor comics. I found it very hard to follow. I don't know any of these characters, and it just kind of throws you into, here's some guys talking in front of a desk. Here's some guys without shirts. That happens a lot. They all kind of look alike, so I had a hard time, like, following which one was the main character. And then there was some fighting, and I don't really know what was going on. And it just seems to really rush a lot of stuff in a short period of time. So there's a dog, and then there's some more army guys. And then suddenly there's a talking badger. And that didn't make a lot of sense. And then I got to a page where there was some dialogue in a really hard-to-read font, and that was when I stopped. The end.
Okay. Well, as we get closer to its release...
Now, I'm curious if we actually get to the goofy offset humor, like you said the original had, if we'll send an issue to Jen and have her read it, see if the humor draws you into it, or if it's
Why
just...
Why do you hate
like you
me,
said.
Joe?
Because you don't let me talk over you, and that's my only thing I do on this podcast, and I do it well.
Sometimes you belch into the
Granted, you are shorter than me, so I do talk over you, but...
The art is good. I mean, it looks well done. I just can't...
But that's
like,
the important thing.
I don't
thing.
Know. It just feels like, here's the thing that happened, and I'm having a hard time telling the main character, and I don't know why I should care about all these things happening. There's no setup. It just kind of throws you into it and throws some plot points at you. And I don't read these kind of comics, so maybe that's normal, but... As somebody who's never heard of any of this, I just, it's here's some nice looking pictures, but they don't give me a lot of meat to care what's going on or even follow, like, what's happening.
See, that I find that significant because for him, in order to make this comic work, he's going to have to draw. He's got people like Corey who have read the book in the past. And they'll pick it up just to try it out. I'm aware of the character, but I never read it. And it's not one that I feel like I would want to go out of my way to read. And then someone who's like you, I mean, what would get you to plunk down $3.99 to buy this? And really, the way he's got it set up, not anything. So free was good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Well, let's talk about something Jim likes.
Mad Max!
Yes!
Vodka. Oh, Mad Max.
Herself!
Mad Max. No. What a lovely day.
So, you went to the movies, which you don't do often.
I did. I went and saw Jurassic World, and I saw Mad Max.
And you have told me that if I don't go see Mad Max, we're no longer friends.
Correct.
Enlighten the people on Mad Max and why it is so awesome.
It is the best movie I have ever seen in my entire life. Granted, I've only seen like a dozen movies, but still.
And what did you like about it?
It's really exciting. I mean, it's basically like Apocalypse Car Chase, the movie, but there's not a lot of, there's not a lot of dialogue, there's not a lot of exposition, but they still manage to, through like the facial expressions and there's some odd camera work where things cut really fast or there's flashbacks or Max is having visions, and they just really manage to tell the story without using a lot of dialogue or characters standing around going, well, this happened and then this happened and so-and-so did this, you know, it's just... action and interesting camera work and things exploding and catching on fire. It's very exciting. There's not any kind of crappy romantic subplot shoehorned in. It's got a lot of really strong female characters in the sense that they actually are. It's not like the stereotypical strong female character, you know. I don't know. I wouldn't change anything, and that's pretty rare that I can't find a single nitpick, anything I would change.
And Joe, this movie is from the director of both Babe Pig in the City, and Happy Feet.
everybody gets lucky once in a while.
Babe is a good movie. I haven't seen Happy Feet.
That brings us back to bacon.
And hot dogs!
There's a lot of wieners on this show.
Hey, I've never visited Holy Land USA.
I went and saw Mad Max, and then I enjoyed it so much we went again and saw it in 3D a second time. And watching movies twice is unheard of for me. It's that good.
I remember when the first Mad Max movies were coming out, people got so into Road Warrior that they made board games and role-playing games.
Now, see, I haven't seen those.
Ripping it off. You had Car Wars and, oh, what was the other one? I don't remember, but there for like a long time it was, hey, it's an apocalyptic wasteland and you've got a car outfitted with weapons and you're all chasing each other. That's the game. So I'm kind of glad that it's back, and I was very hesitant to see it because I always dislike when it's, hey, it's a sequel. It's coming out 30 years after the last one.
You know, I've never seen the original Mad Max movies, and I probably won't because I don't like Mel Gibson. But, so like on Facebook, I said I wanted to punch Mel Gibson in the face with Nicolas Cage's face because I don't like him either. But
our face!
Yeah, but you don't really need to have seen the other movies. You know, there's a little bit of kind of the very, very beginning of the movie. You kind of see Max, and it kind of gives you an idea of what his backstory is, but it doesn't really matter what happened in the other movies or where he came from. You kind of just know who he is, and that's all you need to know. Go watch it.
Okay, I'm on my way.
All right. Joe's gone. You're that influential.
Finally.
Let's talk about him.
He doesn't have any hair.
And he always wears those shorts when he podcasts. It's disturbing.
There are many things disturbing about Joe.
He tried to force a video on us.
Bitch. They wouldn't let me in the movie theater because I wasn't wearing shorts. Damn. Oh, well, I'll try tomorrow.
Well, speaking of Facebook.
Facebook's.
I've noticed that a lot of comic fans have their panties in a bunch because, oh no, Peter Parker's not going to be Spider-Man. It's going to be Miles Morales. And they're throwing out 40 years of history. And didn't we learn anything when Dr. Octopus was Spider-Man? Didn't we?
No.
Didn't we learn anything?
No.
We have to go through this every time, don't we, Joe?
Yes.
Every time when they do a story where the hero's replaced by somebody, people lose their tiny little minds. I'm sighing. So what I thought is we could talk about some of the best and worst times when a hero was replaced in their book by somebody. And Jen will go, I don't know any of these. I don't know. Although you could talk about how disappointing it was when Mulder and Scully were replaced on the X-Files by two people whose names I don't even remember.
Doggett? No, they replaced Mulder. I don't think they ever replaced Scully. No, they did, didn't they?
Yeah, she was gone for a while because I lost all it.
There was a brown-haired lady. Somewhere that actress
is trying. Weren't in the movie, thank God.
No. No.
I won't be in the new series either.
The movie was good.
Yes.
The first one. I didn't see the second one.
I like the second one. It was a monster episode as a movie, and people were upset that it wasn't the aliens.
Yeah, I heard about that. Well, I read the Wikipedia entry, which is what I do for most things.
Oh. Yeah, so rather than watch the movie.
Right. I just get all the plot points in like a 10-minute Wikipedia read. I don't need to watch the movie. Unless it's Mad Max.
Which you need to see again and again and
yes.
again.
Or Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
You know, I like Life of Brian better. I think Holy Grail is a bit overrated.
I've never seen all of Life of Brian.
You really?
Oh my God!
What is wrong with you?
Oh, mainly because my daughter took the DVD, so I haven't got a chance to watch it.
Joe, the movie's been out since 1980!
The movie is the same age as I am.
Your daughter hasn't even been around since 1980. What did you do before there were DVDs?
I stayed up late night watching TBS. No, that's not true. I didn't have cable till I was 12. I watched
you
really
bad... You sat and stared at the wall, didn't you?
No, I got up late at night and watched Horror Incorporated at midnight. A lot of black and white reruns, Tom and Jerry cartoons. I know all of Gilligan's Island by heart.
I thought you were talking about Spider-Man or something.
I did recall seeing Doctor Who when it first came out on Channel 5. So I was on top of the curve on that one.
And you're that many years... You do know that George Harrison put up his own money so that people could see Life of Brian, right?
I thought that was Monty Python.
Yeah, George Harrison. It's the one who said, because their funding fell through, and George Harrison said, I want to see this movie, and gave him enough money to finish the movie. Because he wanted to see it.
That's this guy that's one of the Beatles, right?
Yes.
Wacky. He's dead. Don't worry about it.
Wouldn't it be nice if you were rich enough that you could go, yeah, I want to see that movie. Here, go make it. Here's the money. Go do that. Then again, the movies I'd have people make, nobody would watch but me, so I'd be pissing my money away.
They already made Mad Max, so I'm happy.
They're doing a sequel to Twin Peaks, so I'm happy. Joe?
I'm going to wash my shorts overnight. I'll be happy.
It takes you all night to wash your shorts?
Yes. Yes, it does. So, hero replacements, Joe! Have you been thinking about the heroes who've been replaced and if you like the ones you really liked?
No. Two reasons.
Okay.
Two reasons. One.
You never read your Gmail.
They always go back to the original.
Not always.
Doesn't matter because eventually they're going to go back. As long as the story's entertaining, I don't care. That's the bottom line. You know, the fun part is they're going somewhere with it, like the one you mentioned earlier when Doc Octopus took over Peter Parker's brain, and now he was Spider-Man, and he was mucking up the life being the superior Spider-Man. It was going somewhere. It wasn't like the Clone Saga where they just barfed out Ben Reilly, took a good idea, and just overdid it. So, to me, it's kind of like, if these people want to get their panties in a wad and worry about it, that's really their hang-up. Because, as we all know, these characters are fictional. Fictional. Granted, you got us to care for them, and that's probably why we feel the need to, I don't know, go on a rant of, oh my God, I can't believe Miles Morales is going to be Spider-Man because Peter Parker's been Spider-Man everything, well, except before 1963 when there was no Spider-Man. He was just some... Let's see where they go with it. As long as the story is entertaining, you're going to get my $3.99 a month. If it sucks, I'll just drop it until Peter Parker comes back, you know?
Well, Joe, you said that every character who's been replaced comes back. I have a few on my list that haven't.
I've looked at your list. Pretty much everybody on the list has come back.
Dick Grayson never went back to being Robin.
But he's still around. That's the whole
thing. Yeah, but he's not Robin. He became Nightwing, and Tim Drake became Robin, and now
after
Batman's...
Jason Todd was Robin, and then Sarah was Robin, and I think Burt Ward was Robin, and there was somebody else that was Robin. Who the heck was with Robin with...
Chris
what's his name with the
Robin.
Chin? Yes, that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, he was Robin, too.
Casey Kasem was Robin.
That's true. Holy stalactite, Batman. I forgot about that one.
But Tim Drake, when he became Robin, that was
up.
Pretty much permanent.
What is he now? Is he Red Robin?
Yeah.
So they even changed that.
Well, that's because Batman has a kid now.
A Bat Kid?
Yes.
Wasn't that Batmite miniseries?
No. The all new, all different X-Men. They stayed as X-Men. Well, now everybody's an X-Man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody.
But
everybody.
They're not going to be X-Men anymore. They're just going to be, what do they call the Inhumans?
Nah, they're not going to be Inhumans. The rumor is that the X-Men are going to have their own planet. But I wonder if they just put that rumor out to make people pissy.
Why not?
Kind of like how Tom Brevoort said, every time you ask about Hawkeye 24, I'm delaying it another month.
See, that's the thing with the X-Men, too, is because Grant Morrison did it the best, where it's like, you know, we're going to have 1,000 different mutants, and we're going to cover it all and make it entertaining. And he's about the last time it was really entertaining, because we really don't want to see 1,000 different mutants. We just want to see the ones we like, be it Gambit, Jean Grey, Scott Summers, new or old, whatever. Just keep with the core group. You know, every so often you'll strike lightning with a Wolverine, with a Kitty Pryde, but for the most part, I can't think of an X-Men that's been introduced that I actually give a hooty-hoo about beyond the originals.
What, you don't want to know about Maggot? The X-Men who had two large maggots in his body that he could send out to go do stuff and then reabsorb them? Or gold balls?
Strong guy. I like him.
Or gold balls who can shoot gold balls out of his hand?
That, we're back to balls again.
No, the theme has been hot dogs and wieners.
Bacon.
Hello.
There has not been an X-Man who shoots wieners out of his hands yet.
I would read that. That would be a good
comic.
I'd
be scared to handle that comic.
I think it's hard enough that they've got gold balls who shoots balls out of his hand. Let's see, Barry Allen is the Flash. He lasted.
We haven't seen him around, though. And they brought Garrick back, so he was around.
Yeah, but he was on a different Earth.
Yeah, but he was still around.
And he was old.
Was this before or after New 52? Or Flashpoint?
I can't keep track. Superboy keeps punching walls.
Damn walls. I just hurt my hand when I do that.
You don't know if you've changed reality or not, Joe.
I've changed my shorts.
That's about goddamn time. Let me guess, it was full of wieners?
No, actually, it was full of soap. I didn't actually rinse it. Oh, well.
Well, I'm just happy that Brian Michael Bendis is going to be writing a Spider-Man book.
That is probably best news I've heard. Well, that and Iron Man. I suppose now I'll have to read Iron Man.
Oh, don't worry. When we get to Geek It, I got better news.
Iron Spider?
Now, one of the things that you used to do at the shop to recommend comics, you had a Mego action figure of Fonzie.
Hey.
Now, did he have a real leather jacket or was it cloth?
No, more important, does Jin even know who Fonzie is?
I know who Fonzie is.
Oh, thank God, because when I had Fonzie up on
the wall. The guy that jumped the shark.
Yes.
That's
when
all I
had
know.
The Fonzie figure on the wall, and it was, I think it was probably simulated leather. I couldn't quite tell. But I had it up on the wall, and one of the employees looked at me and said, "Who's Fonzie?" And I think that was my first heart attack.
That's because you're old.
Yes. I said, "Elizabeth, I'm coming," and she looked at me like I was an idiot.
Yeah, it's like,
I
Elizabeth?
Thought your wife's name was Chris.
So explain to the people Fonzie's pick.
Whatever the hot boobed babe of the week was. And at that time of day, or it was the 80s.
90s.
90s. It was probably Wonder Woman because Brian Boland was doing a lot of the covers. Lady Death, whenever it came out,
her boobs
so it wasn't
were bigger
really
than her head.
A lot of choices. Vampirilla, when it was published. But whoever was the hot chick of the week, even if it happened to be like Black Cat on Spider-Man for the week, that was the one that Fonzie picked. So you had my pick. Mike, Big Mike, he did a pick. I don't think Little Mike ever did a pick. I tried to get him to, but he was never really thought much about it. He wanted to read the book first. And I'm like,
and
that has nothing to do
everything.
With it. He hated everything. So Fonzie always picked whoever the hot chick of the week was.
And what did you pick, Joe?
One of two things. A book I was extremely excited about or a book I extremely overordered.
Why do you have so many copies of this?
Shut up,
because it's my pick of the week.
Yeah, pick this.
Now, did that help sales or not?
Sometimes it did, because a lot of times by the time the next week came around, there was no pick because we took that last copy out and sold it. So people might have noticed it and realized, hey, you don't have one on the ground. Can I take that one? And we're like, sure.
Because I remember when I worked at
Schindler's.
I
don't recall if I overordered anything.
Well, you overordered some stuff by accident, and that was always interesting.
I can't recall it like a book. The last time I think it was like Brotherhood. That crap of the X-Men. Again, talk about crap out in X-Men. But even that one was, when you read it, it wasn't bad. It was just, compared to the other ones coming out at the time, just not any good.
And I like the fact that the writer wouldn't give his name.
Yeah.
Written by X. Ooh, that inspires confidence.
It did.
You going to buy this comic? Who did it? Well, a guy who's too ashamed to sign his name.
And it's rated X? No, that's his name.
Unless his name was X. In which case, he should probably get a little mad at his parents.
Lacked imagination.
Or, they could only afford one letter. Crickets like that.
I'm glad they're...
I don't know why you guys didn't.
Nope.
Jeez. Fine. So I have a hanging at the home story, Joe.
Wait, I got one question. You didn't like Bart Allen as Flash?
I did not.
You liked him as Impulse? Or just didn't like
him? I loved him as Impulse. I thought Impulse was such a fun character because he was written as a hyperactive 13-year-old. And it was a kid's comic. It was a comic aimed at kids, and Mark Waid wrote it, and he wrote it like he's writing a 13-year-old who's had way too much sugar in video games.
Because he actually thought in video games.
Well, he was raised inside a video game. And the problem when they made him the Flash was, it's like, all of a sudden he aged 20 years, and his personality was completely different. The only thing he kept was the name. And if you're going to change a character that much to fit into the mold you want, why not just create a new character? Rather than ruin an old
13-year-old Flash. Yeah. But you did like Barry Allen as Flash.
Yeah.
How about Wally West?
Wally West was a character that I thought was okay until Mark Waid took over the book. And then when Mark Waid took over the book, he gave Wally kind of his own personality. And he really dealt with the fact that this was a second-generation hero. So he was different from the other books that were being published. It actually traded on the fact that this was a legacy character, a character who I have stepped into the boots of someone I admire, and I have to try and live up to that. So in a lot of ways, to sort of move a character into another character, put a new character in an old character's sort of suit, you have to find enough that they're similar, but also an interesting difference, so that it's not the same stories, but the lead character just has a different name. So the ones that succeed are the ones that really sort of decide, okay, we're going to change things. Like the all new, all different X-Men was a very different book than the X-Men of the 60s. Cause the X-Men of the 60s was always, they're hanging out, they're going on dates, they're going to the malt shop. It was like Archie with fighting. And I don't need to see Archie with fighting.
You don't like Archie versus Predator?
It's okay, but would you read it for 100 issues?
I'm debating reading Afterlife with Archie for 100 issues.
Yeah, the way they're killing off characters in Afterlife with Archie, I wonder if they're going to last 20 issues. Although, you know, Jughead as a zombie is one of the better ideas I've ever read.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He doesn't want hamburgers, he wants your brains.
I bet you were drinking. There... I bet you wish you started drinking, didn't you, Jin?
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
She's tapped out.
Okay.
She'll come back when we're not talking comics anymore, because let's remember,
Jin hates comics. I was just waiting for the word wieners again. It was kind of my cue, I guess.
Did you see the Jurassic Park acted out by wiener dogs?
No.
That's why Facebook invented.
I should have watched that instead of Jurassic World.
Yes.
That movie.
Now, Joe, you saw Jurassic World. Jim has seen. I have not seen Jurassic World.
Save yourself.
Should I put down my $15?
Absolutely not.
Joe?
Go see a matinee.
How about if I wait till it's on Netflix?
Yes, that's acceptable.
See, I would
disagree. You should be like folding laundry or doing something else at the same time.
If you're at all interested in dinosaur fights, you want to see it on the big screen. But because I think if you saw it on the little screen, you would just lose some of the wow. It'd be just another movie.
There wasn't any wow.
Not really. I did when the T-Rex came out, but other than that.
It's bad CG, the movie. There's a lot of unintentionally funny stuff, and then funny stuff that falls flat. And, yeah, no.
It's just like a little kid's roller coaster, just having a little fun, going up, going down. When I want this, I want the thrill that goes up 5 stories and drops 8. I want to be thrilled when I go plump $15 and go see a decent movie, which I probably will as soon as I get my shorts out of the dryer and go see Mad Max.
It didn't have any of the tension of, I didn't see, like, okay, I've seen parts of the second and third movies, but it didn't really have any tension. I never, you know, people are getting eaten left and right, and it just, things are happening, but you don't really care. They didn't spend enough time on the characters. I feel like there was a lot that got cut, you know? Like, it feels really choppy. Don't watch it.
Shall I give you my fanboy problem I have before I even see the movie?
Sure.
They have invented dinosaurs for the movie.
Well, they explained that in the movie, though. I mean, but that's explained. It's actually supposed to be, like, spoiler alert. It's actually supposed to be, like, this meta commentary, like, oh, the audience wants bigger, badder dinosaurs. So in the movie, they're making bigger, badder dinosaurs and then commenting on that. And it's just this, it's like it tries to do too much because it wants to be an action movie or whatever it's supposed to be. And then it also wants to make like this meta commentary about commercialism and always needing the new thing. And it just, it tries to cram too much in there. And at the same time, there's just not a lot to it. So, I mean, if you just want to see CGI dinosaurs, then that's great. I guess you should watch it, but there's not a lot there besides, and the dinosaurs aren't very well done. They don't
have
that.
Did you say batter or batter? Because if we had batter dinosaurs, we could fry them up and bring them to the state fair.
I said better.
Oh,
better. Only if we turn them into wieners.
I think.
Ooh, wiener dinosaurs.
Yeah, I think you may have, like, a one-track mind.
Or I didn't have supper.
Joe's already in state fair mode. No matter what he sees, he wants to dip it in beer batter and fry it
deep,
and put it on a stick.
Deep fried.
Deep fried stick. Hey, who needs food? Just give me the stick.
I actually convinced someone of a stupid reason why everything at the Minnesota State Fair is on a stick. You do know that Teddy Roosevelt came to the Minnesota State Fair, and that's where he gave the speech, "Speak softly, carry a big stick."
Mm-hmm.
I convinced someone that the reason they put everything on a stick at Minnesota State Fair is to honor that speech.
I'll go with that.
I'm a horrible human being.
Yes, that is literally the worst thing I have ever heard of someone doing.
You could buy like cups of human beans, just little tiny beans with faces on them, and just eat them one at a time.
That would be more interesting than the deaths in Jurassic World.
That's true. When you saw the fat security guard, you knew he was toast. And even my wife leaned over and said, he's gone.
About, how do you say his name? Vincent D'Onofrio?
D'Onofrio.
Okay, I really liked him in the Law and Order that he's on. And his character is just, I don't know, they like put him in a shirt that was like two sizes too small on purpose. So it's like him being, it's like your creepy uncle you don't want to talk to and be around in the movie. Like he's really unpleasant.
Hey, come over here. I want to see
really
something
unpleasant. And no, I like him and I didn't like him and that disturbs me.
I recently rewatched the first Jurassic Park, and I was expecting the CGI not to have held up at all, and it really does. Now, this is, of course, you know, on a regular TV.
There's a couple of scenes that don't, but for the most part, they use the dark lighting and the atmosphere to kind of mask the shortcomings of,
yes,
of the technology, whereas in the new movie, everything is well lit out in the open, but just it doesn't have any weight to it. I don't know.
It's like watching Predator for the first time. Once you've seen the Predator, that's it. You can make any Predator movie you want. We already know what we're going to see. We've seen the dinosaurs, and I think you talked about it. They have to make bigger, better dinosaurs because we're already bored with the dinosaurs.
They kind of
did that in the third Jurassic Park where they brought out a dinosaur that was better than T-Rex. But
the Spinosaurus, I believe it was.
I don't even remember what it was. And then they even, forget what they call it, controversy of the day was somebody said, well, T-Rex, the way his arms are, he was probably a scavenger and not a hunter. So when you see the T-Rex in the third movie, he's already eating something that he didn't kill, or at least that's what they're nodding off to. And then, of course, later on they said, no, the way T-Rex was built, he was a hunter. So, yeah, they just make up whatever the rules are. My favorite was the guy who did an episode saying, you know what they really should have done is the Jurassic Park the way dinosaurs were, not with this gray, leathery skin, but like they probably were, like birds, you know.
Well, they actually acknowledge that
feathers,
in Jurassic World, too.
Feathers, plumage, and, yeah. But, I mean, they couldn't go that much because it takes away the whole idea of what we think dinosaurs are. That would be extremely freaky.
Like, not Steve Jobs says that, like, we engineered the dinosaurs to be this way because this is what people expect. Like,
yes.
If we made them to look like they're supposed to look, they would look very different. I have very insightful commentary. Jen hates comics. Jen doesn't like animated dinosaurs. Jen likes cars exploding.
See,
we're learning more about you with every episode.
I
keep
know.
Calm and sing Soft Kitty.
What's that?
Don't ask.
It's a Big Bang Theory joke, and
it's a song.
Yeah, whatever.
I accidentally watched part of that show once in a pizza place.
forced to watch 15 minutes of it. And I know that Joe really likes it. I know that other people like it. But to me, it was a lot like when I would watch King of the Hill. I would watch it and go, and then I wanted to smack the TV like Homer Simpson. Where are the jokes? Be more funny. There are no jokes here.
That show
people
is hilarious.
People are laughing, and there are no jokes.
You're not from here. That show was very accurately depiction of East Texas people.
Well, that's why I told Corey he didn't like King of the Hill, because he lived it.
Yeah, it's Central Illinois, too. That's why I would watch it go, none of this stuff is funny. That's just how hillbillies are. What do I know? I watch my favorite show's Community, so obviously I don't know anything.
Well, at least it wasn't Hannibal.
Yeah, whatever.
My favorite
Everybody,
show
oh,
is
it's
Adventure
been canceled.
Brothers.
Ooh. I like that.
Adventure Brothers
Walter
is okay.
Does a voice.
We can't be friends anymore, Corey. You take that back.
What, that I think it's okay?
Yes.
I must think it's wonderful?
It's the best show on TV.
I'll say that while you're around. Community's the best show on TV, but it's not on TV anymore. What? Someone say something?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Shall we move on to our next segment?
Sure.
Joe, I sent you three hanging at the home stories. Which one do you think would be more fun?
Let's take a look here. Ben Reilly as Spider-Man, Bart Allen as Flash, or Jason Todd as Robin?
Yeah, Jason Todd as Robin was a really hard shift.
Let's go with you singing Beastie Boys Girls.
One of the clients, what are we supposed to call them now? Oh, people we support. I like how it's changed over
the
years.
Playful pals who are fun to be with.
That'll probably be next. But at first it was residents because they live in the facility and we don't. Then it was clients to kind of make sure that we realize these are not our friends, they're not our relatives, that there's a professional boundary. Now it's people we support because we need four words to describe other human beings. In one of the cottages that I work in part of the time, there are 2 male residents and 10 female residents. And he doesn't much get along with the female residents because female residents, you know how high school girls are kind of cliquish? It's much, much worse. So whenever he gets frustrated, he will just go up to staff and go, "Girls." And no matter what you say, he'll just, whenever you pause, he'll just, "Girls."
And not in the way Motley Crue does.
No. No, it's not girls, girls, girls. It's just girls. So one day he came up, and I did not know that he had this thing going on. So he came up to me, and I said, "Oh, is there anything I can help you with?" And he just looked at me and said, "Girls." And it was, "Oh, are you having trouble with the female residents?" "Girls." And eventually I just started doing the Beastie Boys song, "Girls. All I really want is," and I'd stop and he'd go, "Girls. In the morning it's girls." And we kept that up through the whole song until one of the staff came in and said, "Are you rapping with Steve?" Yes, and he's very good at it.
You need to put that on YouTube. I'm serious. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree.
Although one of the staff got a little upset when it was girls to do the dishes, girls to clean up my room, girls to do the laundry, girls that in the bathroom. That didn't go over well. But still, I enjoyed it.
Girls. I think that's the next podcast.
With new wave hairdos,
girls.
I ought to whip out my
girls.
Thank you.
Joe beat me to it. I couldn't unmute my microphone fast enough.
Never mute. That's my motto.
Well, we've made it to the part of the show that pays the bills. Because I can't think of a good transition. So here's these guys, our sponsors. You may not be able to join the Mighty Marvel Marching Society anymore, or even the Friends of Old Marvel, but you can visit our sponsors. Our oldest sponsor is DreamHost.com. DreamHost.com is the best bar none web host in the whole known universe. If you need a website, go to DreamHost.com. They will take care of you as they've been taking care of me for over 15 years. If you use the code CRAZY, that's K-R-A-Y-Z, you get $20 off your first year of hosting. If you are listening to this podcast, you are very good looking. That's right. As a good looking person, you can't trust your skin to any old razor. That's why you need to shave with the amazing razors you can get delivered from the Dollar Shave Club. Every month they send a box with your shaving supplies. At the beginning of the week, or whenever you want, you pop in a fresh blade and get that fresh blade shave. It feels fantastic, and it's just one of the many, many ways that you can maintain the good looks that everyone has come to expect from you. And if you join us at the Dollar Shave Club, their plans start at just $3 a month. They have a money-back guarantee, and there is no excuse for you to ever use any other razor. So just go to dollarshaveclub.com/crazy, K-R-A-Y-Z, to get started. One of the things you need to do this year, you need to get healthy. We all need to be healthy so we can all hang out a lot longer. And one of the ways to get healthy is not to go down to the vending machine and buy those chips or those candy bars or any of the other vending machine snacks. You want healthy snacks picked out by actual chefs who know what they're doing, and you can do that at graze.com. And if you use the code CoreyS3R5P, your first and fifth box are free, so you can try it out. See if that's the kind of stuff you like. That's CoreyS3R5P. Our final sponsor is Worldwide News. Worldwide News is the story of the lowest rated cable news network and the people who work there. It is updated twice a week by writer Corey Strode. Hey, that's me! And artist Dangerous Dan Moore. Worldwide News at worldwidenews.solitairerose.com, part of the Solitaire Rose family of websites. If you would like to contact us, there are a whole bunch of ways. You can email us at corey.strode@gmail.com. You can give us a call. We have a voice line that is open at all times at 952-856-0519. Or you could go to Facebook and join the Crazy Comics and Stuff fan page. If you would like to advertise on Crazy Comics and Stories or on Solitaire Rose Radio, you can. Just send me an email at corey.strode@gmail.com. Subject advertising. Thanks.
Hello, universe.
My name is Brian.
And I'm Emily.
I'm her dad.
And I'm his daughter.
I like to try strange new foods.
And I don't.
She loves to listen to Taylor Swift and dance.
And he doesn't.
But we both like
video games,
comic books,
wrestling,
superhero movies,
fun facts,
but most of all,
YouTube!
So we put together a channel
where we could try new things and talk about fun ideas.
We called it Hey Poindexters,
and we put a new episode up every week.
So pay us a visit.
You never know what we're gonna do next.
Search for Hey Poindexters on YouTube. Or visit heypoindexters.com for more information.
And we had a new sponsor this time. Pretty cool, huh?
Neat.
The Poindexters have a YouTube show, and they graciously bought a few ads.
Cool.
Even recorded an ad.
That makes it easier.
And Joe? Don't you take this time to plug something?
I does. What I've been doing on eBay this week. Still plowing through comic books. We just had a big batch.
Plowing through? Well, you better
plowing
be
through. Well, there was an interesting article that was making the rounds where they're talking about how to make money at comics. Actually, I think it was the other way around. It says you're not going to make money at comics. And it's pretty much things we've talked about, how everybody who's saved their comics and put them in the basement, put them in bags and boards, and sat there and thought, oh, yeah, these comics are going to go up in price. They don't. They won't. The comics that are going to make you real money are the blue chips already. You can got a couple million dollars to go out by yourself, an amazing, Action Number One when it comes up. That's going to make you money in the long term. You find the mintest copy of Amazing Spider-Man 1 or Amazing Fantasy 15, that's going to make you money. Otherwise, anything else you have is only going to make you money if you luck out. Got a Shazam number 28 sitting from the 70s? Guess what? You're going to make a little money off that one. But it took a movie with Wayne. Yeah, and then it will go down. I read the article. I read the comments. And, of course, I don't know why I read the comments, because it's like pulling.
Never read the comments.
But there was one guy who said, you're like, my comics are worth $5 million. And everybody else says, no, you're missing the point. Your comics are not commodities. They're just worthless. They don't have an intrinsic value, which is pretty much true for anything if you really want to get down to it. And he kept coming, I'll take $1 million for every comic I got. They're all worth $1 million. And they're just, you know, people were just saying, no, you're missing the point of the article. You may say they're worth $5 million. You just offered $1 million. You're not going to make money at comic books. And I keep thinking, that's kind of what I'm doing on eBay, because a lot of the comics I have, I'm essentially playing penny stocks when I'm on eBay. I don't have the comics that are going to make me rich and overnight success. I mean, granted, I might in my fall here have an action comic number one like that guy did in Minnesota a couple of years ago. But, I mean, just take a look at what some of the different ones I sold this week. I had the Avengers number one blank variant from 2010 when Bendis started, $275. I think I bought it for $5, which is one of those I'm getting rid of. I found in the Nick Post collection, selling it for the MCBA, a Moon Knight number one Finch sketch variant cover. Nick had a price of $38 on it. Guess how much I sold it for?
How much?
Cover price, $3.99. Knights of the Dinner Table number two in fine condition went for $25, which was a really good price. Sandman 50 variant cover for about $19. Even some of the Convergence various covers, they all went for way below what eBay's doing it. And that's pretty much a lot what I do on eBay. I think I mentioned it last time. Before I put something on eBay, I look on it to see what it's going for. If I see people are selling, let me just grab one at random. Artifacts number one from Top Cow, the sketch cover. If I see people selling it for $20, you know what? I'm going to start it at maybe $5-$10, buy it now at $15, so that you'll come in and see, hey, he's got it for less. That's how I do the eBay. So if you want to check it out, the name is Crazy, K-R-A-Y-Z. And if you do win an auction or buy something direct, send me a quick note via either eBay or through my Gmail, crazycomics@gmail.com, and I'll do something.
You never check your Gmail.
Oh, never mind. Corey thinks I don't check the Gmail, but I do, so don't. How else do you think I know Corey had a hard-on for Bucky Barnes as Captain America? Anyways, that's the deal.
Somebody,
if you see something,
Gmail,
he had a hard-on.
I know.
Yeah, it's all about wieners.
He thinks I'm a...
Joe, will you put a free wiener in every comic?
No.
You couldn't
because
say that. He'll put something in there.
Yeah, I will. It'll be something.
Every week I write up the format and I send it to Joe. And then he'll Facebook me and go, so what are we talking about tonight? Joe, are you just messing with me? Because if you are, it's working!
So loud.
Yes.
Yes, he is loud. But he is the best dressed man in comics.
Damn straight.
And
no one is taking that.
Allegedly. A national treasure.
I am a national treasure. Matter of fact, when we finally end this here podcast, they're going to take my headset and the beat up chair that my cat has ripped the hell out of and put it in the Smithsonian right next to Fonzie's leather jacket.
Who's Fonzie?
I don't know, some old guy.
I'm sorry, have we started again?
Jen, do you have anything to plug?
I want to know why Joe sounds like his head's in a bucket.
Usually it is.
Is my video on again? Damn it.
No, it just sounds like it.
Go see Mad Max, Ride Eternal, Shiny and Chrome.
And do you have a website or anything that people can give you money at?
Yeah, I guess so.
Boy, that was like pulling teeth.
That's Jen. She's a hell of a saleswoman.
But nothing without vodka.
Yeah, next time when you're drunk, you're plugging right and left.
I know. I just didn't feel like drinking tonight. We had a party a couple of weeks ago, and I drank most of a 750-milliliter bottle of vodka. And granted, it took me a little while, but I really didn't feel good the next day. So
did you end up in Tijuana married to a burro named Pepe?
I did not.
Then you didn't drink enough!
Possibly.
I'm sorry, a painted burrow named Pepe.
It was delicious. It was Deep Eddie's grapefruit vodka, which I don't, it's made in Austin. I don't know how far it's distributed, but it's fucking amazing.
You can bring some with you next time you come up.
I mixed it with cranberry juice, which I usually have vodka and cranberry, but the grapefruit is so pronounced you can still taste it, and the taste just... I started making drinks, and everyone was like, I want that, and so I made a couple, which is why I didn't drink the entire bottle myself. I did share a little bit, but yeah. So that's why I'm not drinking tonight. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Well, go to her website. Give her some money.
Yes.
And she may even send you something for it.
Yes.
And if you become... What are some of the things they get if you become a patron?
Oh, we're right. Doing that? Okay.
Why not? We have 800 iTunes subscribers, by the way. Thank you to the 800 iTunes subscribers. Why don't some of you bastards write some reviews, okay? That'd be nice. I'd appreciate that. Okay. It'd make me happy. That way I don't sit in the chair and rock back and forth holding my knees going, No one wants to see that.
That works in your knees.
Are we done?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, hell no.
I gotta put my hat on. All right.
Oh, now okay. We're cooking.
I'm gonna be striking out on my own soon, so I'm really pushing my Patreon pretty hard right now. You can see comics early, which I'm not the best about. So if that's your only pull, you might not actually want to give me a dollar. But I have particularly at the $10 and $25 a month level, I do commissions. So. You can get either a tablet scribble, almost anything you want from me, or a Sharpie sketch, and I post those on Instagram. And if you have me do that, you also have the option to purchase the original artwork. And they're usually not too expensive. I think $50, $60 is the highest, but most of them are around the $20 or $30 price point. And I also accept just custom commissions for those through Etsy. So can I go back to talking about
what's the website?
JinWicked.com. J-I-N... WICKED little dot COM.
And I don't buy a lot of original art because I used to buy original art and then I realized that I just kind of put it away and it sits there and I don't display it in anything.
Thank you.
I buy and have Jin's original art. I have it from back when she was a fledgling artist. I have stuff now. I have a lot of her work. It's amazing.
I would love to draw for you, but if you have to choose between giving me a dollar and going to see Mad Max, you should go see Mad Max.
She will draw for you. She will draw for you, baby.
I don't have to do this every time I'm on, do I?
No.
Okay.
No.
But I think it's a good thing because...
But we're going to make you.
I don't want any of you good people to think I'm only here to promote myself. I'm really here to.
No, you're here to drink vodka and get drunk with us.
I'm here to
talk wieners.
I'm here to talk about wieners and make fun of Corey.
Deep fried, bite-sized balls.
You said balls.
I said bite.
I'll get my plugs out of the way. Last week, the solo podcast was the Jack Kirby. Nearing the end of my talking about Jack Kirby, I talk about the period the last period he worked at Marvel from 1976 to 1978. This week, in just 2 days, I will be talking about a brief history of spaghetti westerns. Yeah, I know that's not connected to comics. So what?
Spaghetti. Oh.
The week after that, you know how Joe was talking about the Horror Incorporated?
Mm-hmm.
I have the former host of Horror Incorporated on, and we're going to talk the first 5 issues of Mad, the comic book.
Oh, epic.
This is the summer of podcasting. I have also heard from a bunch of people that there are a lot of podcasts, some big-name comic podcasts, that have faded this year.
Now's your
Why
chance.
Not come on over to us?
Yes.
If you're listening to this podcast, you're one of the most intelligent people in the whole known universe. Tell your friends, tell everybody you meet. If you don't like the podcast, tell your enemies, because it's a real fun, shitty trick to do. But tell people that we're here, we're still going, we're doing two a week all summer long.
Give Corey some feedback if he should let me on anymore or not.
And she won't talk wieners every time unless it's funny.
No promises.
And what was cool is apparently my wife told me that my daughter said when she gets home, we're going to do a podcast. I wonder where she got that idea from.
I don't know.
I don't either. I will have to check her text messages when I get back.
Well, kids, you know what time it is. It's time for our longest-running feature, the feature that puts us on the map, the feature that you have the most fun with, Freaking and Geeking. Joe, what are you freaking about?
Jesus, my balls are bite-sized.
And you've deep-fried them.
No, not yet, but I might because my family's going bye-bye. As you know, my daughter went over to
Italy
last
it with you not
last
wearing
August. Nope. They're just going over to bring Dana home. What sucks is that I wasn't able to get the time off of work and go. But while they're gone, I will be running amok alone in the house. I think I'll start by reenacting Risky Business. And the other thing that was weird
Please,
is because my
love
wife
God, keep your computer's camera off.
Was explaining to me that I have to do the laundry while I'm gone. Now, of course, I also mentioned to her, remember, I was alone by myself, you know, in D.C. for 7 months. I was up in Barrow, Alaska for 5 months. I did my own laundry. The difference is when it's just me, I don't feel the need to use a new bath towel every time I enter the bathroom. I let the old one dry off. And I don't wear so much clothes that I have to do it daily. I usually, well, at work I have a uniform. At home, I wear
you have a different uniform.
Soap encrusted shorts. So, yes, it was a rather patronizing conversation, but apparently, and I will update you as we'll have two podcasts between now and the time my daughter gets home. I will update you on the status of my laundry. I heard Marvel's starting over with 55 to 60 new number ones.
Oh, Jesus God.
Now, granted, some of them are number ones of books that are currently going. It's like you were talking about Secret Wars last week. You know, they're not publishing Guardians of the Galaxy. They got Guardians of Nowhere. It's kind of the same book, just continuing on. So, granted, it's not as bad as it sounds. Although I do have Marvel Unlimited. And if you notice what happened with DC starting all their number ones over, I collect two right now. One of them's a miniseries. I may be doing like you do, Corey. Just wait 6 months and just read it online. I made a joke earlier, but I am kind of bummed, you know, hearing about that Dick Van Patten died. He's an actor that I've liked and enjoyed, and it was always fun to see him pop up in things. I mean, I didn't know he was in Spaceballs. He popped up in several Weird Al Yankovic videos, which was kind of fun. Of people that I had no idea how much they influenced me, James Horner was one of them. Assuming that is his body in the plane crash, which really sucks about the news coverage now to say, well, his plane crashed. We found a body. We don't know if it's him yet. Let's utilize the guy. I'm thinking, what if this guy's sitting in a bar somewhere? Oh, my God, my best friend just died borrowing my plane. I don't think that's happened, but, you know, I'm just waiting for that. Yep, it was him. Meanwhile, I was kind of surprised of all the movies he scored that I've enjoyed, all the songs he did, all the way back to American Tail. Heck, he did the score for Star Trek Wrath of Khan. That big, you know, here comes Khan. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry.
I'm awake.
It's one of those things. Star Trek will do that to you. So it's one of those things that in his passing, I realized just how much he influenced me, how many of the movies I saw that he was responsible for just the ambiance of the movie. Yes, even Titanic. I will go on. Maybe not. Okay, who's next? Jin, what are you freaking on? What's got you bummed out? What's got you madder than a hornet, sadder than a Old Yeller movie?
What are you freaking on? I want to go to the State Fair and eat all those things.
You got to eat them fresh. I mean, I got to tell you, we just can't throw them in a cooler and wait for you to come back to one of the cons.
No.
Just not the same.
I want to go to the fair. How do we make this happen?
Our state fair is a great state fair.
Don't miss it.
Don't
sing anymore. You're hurting me.
I'll say this, Jen. If you go to the fair, I will actually go to the fair with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll call it sick and go to that one. You know how much Corey loves crowds.
And the sun.
I can't keep driving to Minnesota. My truck is going to fall apart.
And the bus ride sucks.
I can imagine.
There are no trains either.
You have to go to Chicago and come back.
You know, if you took a train to Chicago, I'd go pick you up.
Really?
Yeah.
I would check the price, so I bet you'd be cheaper to fly.
I think it's pretty cheap to fly to Chicago.
Well, hopefully.
Well, we'll see. What else are you freaking on other than Jurassic World? And the Badger comic.
I feel really bad about that. I'm sorry, Badger comic people. I don't know what comics are.
I think it's a cool idea to have someone who doesn't read comics picking something up, because one of the things a first issue is supposed to do is, if you pick it up, you should be able to at least get to the end of it, know what you read, and want to read more.
Let me stop acting like an idiot for a second, because I'm actually not. I don't have any intelligent commentary about comics. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
That's never stopped Joe.
Not for 100 plus episodes.
195!
I just hit mute.
Still rocking.
Talking about comics.
We're rocking in the free world.
Joe!
I'm not very upset about anything right now.
I'm not paying royalties on all these songs.
I've had days like that. You know, which is just nothing really freaking you out.
Not lately. I've been in a pretty good mood. Like, I'm doing okay.
Because she's all right.
I told you to stop. That's what I'm saying. Joe won't stop singing. That's what I'm mad about.
If I can't make Oprah jokes, I'm going to sing.
Just could you think of just shake it up a little bit once in a while? Do you have to always say Oprah and
shake
Ham?
I start singing and you yell.
I haven't said
Oprah and a baked ham for at least 4 podcasts.
You said it at the beginning of this one. You said it today.
Of course I did. I got to bring my
and by the
thing.
Way, it's not a baked ham. It's a canned ham.
Yep, we haven't gotten to
canned
Christina
hams
Hendricks.
Are funny. Baked hams are
Ooh.
Not.
Pea
Nobody
or any of the other
a
things
canned
we're noted
ham
for.
Like anything.
Baked ham.
Baked ham is delicious.
Baked. Yes. See, even Oprah agrees. Now, this
you
is the part where
so
you ask.
So much trouble the next time I see you.
I'm always in trouble.
I'm talking to Joe.
Oh, well, Joe's always in trouble, too. That's why he's married.
He wasn't in trouble with me before, but he is now.
Trouble. We got nothing but trouble.
Joe, I'm going to warn you. She is from Texas. You know what that means.
She doesn't give a rat's ass about the Confederate flags.
It means she has an arsenal.
I have
a... She's also got a big chemical bomb living there in Houston, but that's okay. Once we get that pipeline in there, all that nasty crude oil will send right to you. This is the point where you go, Corey, what are you freaking on?
Corey... What are you freaking on?
Okay, now sit back and hit the mute. Let's listen.
How you doing, Joe?
You didn't hit mute yet.
Okay. Sorry.
I'll try not to sing anymore. Oh, sorry.
Thank you. I've said on the podcast a few times I'm a big fan of Marc Maron. I've enjoyed his comedy since he was actually on Air America. He was one of the first hosts on Air America. And I love his stand-up. I've seen him numerous times. I actually saw him the last time he was here in town. And I love his podcast, WTF. But somehow, some way, he was able to get President Barack Obama on his podcast before I could get him on mine. And I'm not happy about that. So all the rest of you listeners, and Jen, Joe, you don't have to listen to this. I'm talking to you, President Obama, because I know you listen. I know. And why? Why didn't you come on my show? I wouldn't have talked politics. I wouldn't have talked racism. You were a fan of Conan in the 70s. I would have talked about John Buscema, Barry Windsor Smith, who inked him better. Did you like the black and white, or did you like the color better? It's because Marc Maron's got a garage, and I don't have a garage, isn't it? It's, you just don't like people who don't have garages. And I'm not happy about it. So I challenge you. I challenge you to show up on Solitaire Rose Radio to talk 70s comics with me. That's what I'm freaking about. Joe, what are you geeking on?
Well, my family's going bye-bye in 2 weeks. My daughter's coming home. Yay! So I'm happy about that. I know she's at the point. She's done with her studies. She's got her degree. She's just kind of sitting there. I hope she's not doing like I do when I was at on the road, you know, just counting the days like, okay, this is the last time I have to wash my clothes here. This is the last time I will stop at Walmart for my dinner. Her degrees are in linguistics and in Italian, obviously. So I told her when she comes back, she's going to get this here disassembled man cave. I am broadcasting live from what will become her room. And then, like it was a couple weeks ago, I'll be back in the dungeon.
So she'll be able to translate the names of all the drinks at Starbucks.
It could happen.
That's important.
Corey, have you ever read the graphic novel Wilson by Daniel Clowes?
No, I have not. Well, Daniel Clowes is one of those guys, I know he's good, but when I read his stuff, it's just too clear to me that he hates his characters.
Well, you probably aren't aware of it, but Woody Harrelson and, speaking back to Jurassic Park, Laura Dern are in town. They're actually filming Wilson, and they did it downtown at Farmer's Market. And
oh, yeah.
They had really strong storms come washing through yesterday, and they had to suspend filming of it. But I guess they were back there. I don't know. I don't think they were there today. They might have been there the other day. But they are actually filming part of that movie in town. And, of course, it's based on the graphic novel that Daniel Clowes does. So if you get a chance, you can run around and maybe you'll run into Harrison or Laura Dern. It'd be kind of cool because when Rolling Stones were in town, they got, what's his name, at one of the antique bookstores. Was that old cat? What's his name? Not Keith, the one with the lips. Oh, well, whatever. Still reading Preacher. It's great because I literally don't remember any of it. It's just, I mean, I remember bits and scenes, but so far the first, I don't know where I'm at now. I just finished the third story block, and I'm just like, I'm loving it because I just don't know what's going on. I mean, I know where it's going, and I have certain scenes that I remember, but it's just been a lot of fun. Maybe that's what I should do instead of rereading graphic novels every year. Just let them sit for 5 years and then reread them. One of the things we were going to talk about, but I don't think we're going to, Brian Hibbs made a column talking about how comic publishers and creators were using Kickstarter incorrectly. I think we'll probably have to save that for another show. And you say I never read your Gmail. I was going to counter that with somebody who is doing it right. Gene Ha just finished a Kickstarter for a book called May, and it's been picked up by Dark Horse. So what's happening is what Brian Hicks was talking about. Fine, you did a Kickstarter. What do you do next? How are you going to make that in a sustainable property? So the Kickstarter is going to be out, and then it'll give him enough money to get enough story, and then it's going to be published at Dark Horse as an ongoing series rather than a graphic novel. So it was just kind of a case where somebody done good. And more importantly, it's not just a done-in-one Kickstarter. It's actually going to go into the mainstream. A lot of that, I would bet, has to do with Gene Ha's name. So, again, not everybody will probably be that successful. But, you know, it's kind of nice to see that happening. Gene, what's got you geeking? What's got you happy? What's got you more thrilled than going out tonight? Bottle of vodka in one hand and a ticket for Mad Max in the other.
You completely stole my thunder.
I call it a segue, a setup.
I live.
And I did.
I live again.
What are you geeking on other than the state fair?
I got 500 followers on Facebook this week.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that was awesome.
And what's the next goal?
1,000.
I thought the next goal would be to rule the world.
That's at 2,000.
I don't want to rule anything. I just want a lot of friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ruling implies responsibility.
I've been doing a lot of work lately, and that's good. I'm happy about that.
And it's really good work.
It is. I've been really happy. I got a Cintiq a couple of months ago, so I've been learning to draw on the tablet. And actually, I like it when other people kind of give me things to draw, because I do things that I don't necessarily think of to do on my own. So even if you don't subscribe to my Patreon, if you friend me on Facebook or you follow me on Twitter and you give me like a funny idea, I might draw it for you. Especially on the tablet, because I'm really enjoying just kind of doing really fast, colorful, fun stuff on the tablet. That's it.
This is where you ask Corey. Unless you really don't care. Yeah, but if you don't care, you don't have to ask him.
Corey, I guess you can tell us what you're happy about.
What I'm geeking on?
Yeah, sure.
No, what you're happy about. Stick with what the guest says. Stop correcting the guests.
Why
do you think
a guest.
Obama doesn't want to come onto here?
Jen is not a guest.
Stop correcting the reoccurring character.
Thank you. She is a reoccurring character.
I'm not a character. And I'm a real person.
Oh, no, you're a character.
I walked right into that one.
You did. Thank you. I love you for it.
You're welcome.
And I've said it to Jen in private. I will say it to Jen in public. Anytime you want to join us, we would love it, wouldn't we, Joe?
Yeah, I suppose.
I need some feedback. I need to know if that's true, because I feel like
it is.
I feel like I'm imposing.
Joe?
You could go with that, but that's
feedback.
Not true.
There you go.
But what if the people don't like me?
Well, they like that idiot who did number 50 episode. I mean, they're bound
no,
to
no, no. The only person who's ever been banned from the show was the guest host we had for episode 52.
You don't have an objective opinion about me, Corey. I need objective opinions.
I have an objective opinion about the guest host we had for episode 52.
Who was that?
We're
not allowed to talk
we're
about
not allowed to talk his
lawsuits,
name.
Lawsuits, incident.
Oh.
Things like that.
Well, I think you told me about that.
Yeah, the only time we've ever gotten hate mail.
Would you
More
please go to iTunes and leave a review for the show and be like, I hate that Jin girl. She has an annoying laugh. Or you should have her on every episode. Either way.
Either way.
We could have Corey and Jin do their own podcast together. I would listen to that.
I just like some feedbacks. I don't want
something,
to talk about myself.
Well, something where you're not talking about comics. Because, I mean, it's hard because, you know, we talk comic books and, you know, if we could always talk movies, that maybe we should start a movie podcast. That would be
kind of
fun.
I don't watch movies.
TV?
Nope.
No.
Vodka samplers?
Nope.
Various small spiders in the corner?
See, this is why I need feedback, because I know a lot of things, but not a lot of things that
podcast.
Do you know 25 discontinued drinks that need to be resurrected?
No.
Oh.
Crystal Pepsi.
I only know about, yeah, that would be fun. I know about 12.
I think they're bringing that back.
Yes, they are.
We have have cases of Surge in the house.
Surge came back, and I was amazed that they are only selling it on Amazon.
We have so much Surge, like, there's a whole shelf of Surge in the closet. I guess in case they discontinue it again, I'm not sure. It's good, but it's not that good.
It's not like it's Yummy Mummy or Fruit Brute.
Well, they sell it in the big cans like Monster, but I don't know that it actually has that much more caffeine than a regular soda. Oh, excuse me, Pop.
Shall I tell the story of how I know about Jin's Wrath?
Yes.
Jin lived here in Minnesota for a short time.
I did.
Yes. And when we would go places, I would say, do you want any pop? Because that's what I was raised to say. And she would look at me. And Jin has a stare that it could stun a horse. And she looked at me and said, it's soda. What are you? Five?
It's actually, if you live here, it's actually Coke. But that's a huge pet peeve of mine, so I go out of my way to say soda.
And every time we would go to the food mart, or we would go to the convenience store, and they would have a sign, you know, pop, two for $2. And she would go, is this state filled with five-year-olds? And she would always, you know, give me that look if I said pop. And she's... There are two ways you can do behavior modification. One is to reward someone when they do something good, and the other is to punish someone when they do something bad. So after a month, I started calling it soda, and now I call it soda ever since.
Good.
And when people say, why do you call it soda? I will say, because there was this woman who would yell at me when I called it pop, and I didn't like her yelling at me, so I changed that behavior.
It's actually Coke here. You know, you go out and you're like, what kind of Coke you want, honey? Oh, I'll have a Sprite. So, text
me. Yeah, I noticed that. It was like that once I got to, what state? Arkansas, when I drove down to New Orleans. It was like that when I went into Arkansas. But then when you get to New Orleans, it's completely different.
Yeah, the Coke thing is, I thought it was pretty limited to Texas, but it may go into some other states. But it's kind of just a thing here.
When you go to New Orleans and you say, I'd like a soda or I'd like a pop, they look at you and they're like, what kind of sissy are you? Don't you want a hurricane? How about a gimlet? How about a Harvey Wallbanger?
That's just crazy.
Why are you drinking soda pop? So geeking! I'm not big on
Damn,
the video.
I knew he'd get back to it. I thought we had him.
We didn't distract him.
It's a good
well
try.
Enough.
No,
not good enough.
I'm not big on the video games anymore, but they had an announcement at E3 where I kind of became my inner fanboy came out, and I may have to buy a new console. They have announced that they are doing a complete remake of Final Fantasy VII. And they've even said that they will fix some of the huge, monstrous, gaping plot holes in the story. But they showed some clips from it, and it was...
Is this for PS4?
Yes.
Oh. The PS4 is a good console.
I haven't bought it. I didn't buy a PS3 because I kept looking and going, well, none of those games I want to play, and it doesn't have Halo. And I haven't bought an Xbox 360 because I haven't played all my an Xbox One because I haven't played half my 360 games. But I need to get this game, and I need to play it. And once again, I will blame Jin because I was a computer gamer until I met her, and she said, well, you have to play Final Fantasy VII. And she badgered me and badgered me and badgered me until I played it.
I have no recollection of it.
And the thing was, as I was playing it, she would actually call and go, okay, where are you? You need to do this. Do this, or you won't get this. She coached me all the way to getting, what, the gold chocobo, whatever the chocobo is that you had to do like 100 bajillion races in, and Knights of the Round and all this stuff. And when I got to the end of the game, I said, well, I don't understand this plot point and this plot point and this plot point. And Jin's exact phrase, I remember, was, It doesn't matter. Sephiroth is awesome. So I'm excited to play Final Fantasy VII again. It's the game that got me into console gaming. One of the books, Will Murray, who wrote the Destroyer novels, he's written all the new Doc Savage novels. He was the creator of Squirrel Girl. Has a new novel out, officially licensed, a new pulp novel with the shadow crossing over with Doc Savage. And it can't get to my house fast enough. Why isn't it here yet? That's what I will actually bring to work and probably read in a day. Yeah, I read at work. It's that boring. Joe talked about Dark Horse a little earlier. Dark Horse announced that all of their publishing is going to be available on Comixology, so they have gone digital finally. You could get it on Comixology, you could get it through Amazon, and that pretty much means that digital is the wave of the future. They were the last holdout, last big company that hadn't gone digital. Joe, are you reading Moon Knight?
Negative.
Did you read the first six issues by Warren Ellis?
I have them. I haven't read them.
You should sit down
and
read them.
They are.
They're all self-contained.
Mm-hmm.
And he did six issues, and then Brian Wood did six issues, and now Colin Bunn is doing six issues. And I think that's how they're going to do it. And the great thing about the book is each issue is self-contained. And it's not they're telling the story through the art. There's not a lot of dialogue and text. So it's really a highlight for the artists they bring on. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful work. They've completely changed the character of Moon Knight. Again, it's another reboot that I'm very happy with. We talked a little about this earlier. This is how I will end it. Joe, have you heard who's doing Doctor Strange?
Oh, yes.
Jason Aaron, who's writing the current Thor, which is one of the best books being published, and drawn by Chris Bacalo, who you may know from Sandman, the Death miniseries, his runs on the X-Men. They've shown some preliminary art. They haven't had a Doctor Strange series since the early 90s. This looks like it's worth the wait.
Corey.
Yes.
Corey, I just checked on the internet. I need $300 to fly for the state fair.
Yes, Joe, can I borrow $20?
Well, you know, if you buy something off my eBay for $20, I could probably loan you about 15. Fees, strictly fees.
Doctor Strange, one of my favorite characters, getting his own book again by a creative team that looks pretty awesome. That's what I'm geeking on.
Neat. Jeez, I don't know. Star Wars, Terminator, Jurassic Park, Mad Max. Just what year is this? Hey, I sold something.
I heard that.
Well, kids, you've wasted an hour and a half of your life listening to us talk about comic books, Mad Max.
You don't appreciate
Yay.
It.
And wieners.
Deep fried balls. Oh,
and we say every week, kids, the comic we like it. The least, we still like better than the comic that you like the most. Joe?
A photon checks into a hotel. The bellhop asks him if he has any luggage. The photon replies, no, I'm traveling light. Oh, hit my music. Call my mama. I feel like dancing.
Funk is on a roll. Funk is on a roll.
Hey, 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 yo. Can somebody call my mama? It's about to get funky up in here.
What?
Jen, would you like a chance to give a goodbye in the next time you're here?
I was going to say that the comic you like the least, I still like it less.
Okay, I'm dropping that in. That's great.
Thank you. Good night.